Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. He said here, rahimahullah, فَإِذَا اسْتَمَرَّ بِهَا الدَّمُ فِي الشَّهْرِ الْأَوَّلِ فَإِنْ كَانَتْ مُعْتَادَةً فَحَيْضُهَا أَيَّامُ عِدَّتِهَا. Here he said, if her bleeding was continuous, such that it went into the next month, she should go according to her عادة if she has one. Here he said that if المستحاضة, we're talking about the mustahada that has chronic bleeding, doesn't stop. في الشهر الآخر, which is into the next month, يعني it continues into the next month. يعني it did not stop, it kept on going. Her ada came, her menses started. Then she continues bleeding until the following month. فإن كانت معتادة, here he said, if she's a person who has عادة, then she should go according to that. يعني for example, she got her menses, let's say it is 7 days, for example, 7 days, and used to come, for example, from the 5th day of the month to the 12th of the month, okay, from the same month. Now if the blood continues and she became a mustahada, then what happens? Every time from every month, from the 5th to the 12th, she does not what? Pray or fast, and she take the ruling of hayd. We're still talking about al-mustahada again, so we can understand the situation very well. A woman, her timing is from 5th of the month till the 12th of the month, 7 days. That's how she used to be before the istihada started. So she's got habit. She's got a habit. She knows from the 5th to the 12th, this is her hayd. And then what happened? She started al-istihada. The bleeding did not stop. Then what do we say to her? From the 5th to the 12th, this is your days of iddah. Then, you in those days, these are your days of menses, so in those days you do not pray, fast, or and so on. You take the hukum of hayd. And then after that, on the 12th, she has her ghusl, and then she prays and she makes wudu for every salat after the time starts. Now, here he said, rahimahullah, وَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ مُعْتَادًا وَكَانَ لَهَا تَمْيِيزٌ وهو أن يكون بعض دمها أسودا ثخينا وبعضه رقيقا أحمر فحيضها زمن الأسود الثخين. Here he said, if she has no عادة, then she should act according to تمييز, which is by examining the blood and by noticing whether some of the blood is dark black and thick, and whether some of it is red and thin. Her menstruation is when her blood is thick and dark. So here he's saying, if she doesn't have a عادة, she never built a عادة, then what happens? يعني, for example, a girl that she started her menses, the height, and kept on changing, and she doesn't have a correct عادة. She does not know what's her عادة. Then if she can distinguish the blood, then she follows the distinguish the blood. When the blood is thick and black, which take the characteristics of the menses blood, she follows that. When it turns to the other type of blood, which is the normal blood that comes out of the body, which is thin and red, this is the days she is in hayd. Otherwise, she is in istihada. When the hayd blood, the menses blood comes, then she is in the state of hayd. Regardless, when it goes, then she becomes, she follows the istihada. طيب. Now, we are moving according to what? To the book. Rahimahullah, what did he give